Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord that we can again gather together in His very presence.
弟兄姐妹，我们赞美主，因为今早晨我们可以再次奉他的名聚在他面前。
This morning, the Lord has given me some burden. I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
今天早晨主给我一点负担，我想和弟兄姐妹交通。
It's concerning the renewing of our mind.
这是关乎到我们心思的更新。
And that's the first turn to a few passages.
我们首先来读一些圣经。
Today I would like to use most of the passages from the American Standard Version.
我今天要读的英文版本是从美国标准翻译版出来的。
Yeah, most of the verses.
大部分的经节。
Yeah. Okay, and let's first turn to Philippians chapter 2. We're going to read verse 5.
我们首先来打开腓立比书第二章，我们读第五节。
And I'm going to first read in English and then my brother in Chinese.
我首先英文读，之后我弟兄中文读。
Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
And second passage is in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
第二段经文是哥林多后书十一章第三节。
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve in his craftiness, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is toward Christ.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Then in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2.
之后我们来读哥罗西书第三章第二节。
Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And then Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
再来读腓立比书四章第七节。
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And then Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我们再来读罗马书第十二章第三节。
For I say, through the grace that was given me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but so to think as to think soberly, according as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分别给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
And then Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
我们再读提多书第三章第五节。
Not by works done in righteousness, which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of a regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
他便救了我们，并不是我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Lastly, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
最后我们来读罗马书第十二章第一和第二节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that is a good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
罗马书十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。第二节，不要效法这个世界，乃要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, we know that the state of our mind is very important, not only to our physical health, but also to our spiritual health.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们心里的光景事实上是非常重要的，不仅关乎我们身体的健康，对着我们心理的健康也是相当有影响。
Yeah, we know that in the past 2+ years, because of the pandemic and isolation, many people have suffered some mental issues.
我们知道在过去两年的疫情里面，很多人甚至在心理上受到很多的困扰。
But we thank the Lord because for us as Christians, the state of mind will be different from the rest of the world.
让我们感谢主，我们作为基督徒， 我们心里的光景应该和世人不一样。
In the Bible, a few different words, and actually in the original language, describe is translated as a mind.
事实上在圣经原文里面有很多字都翻译成心思。
Yeah, but they all describe the functions and the capacity of our mind.
很多都是描述到我们心理的功能和心理的度量。
And brothers and sisters, we know that our mind is one of the three major faculties of our soul.
因为我们事实上知道我们的心思是我们魂里面三个功能里面一个方面。
Yeah, in our soul, we have our emotions, our will, and also our mind.
因为在我们的魂里面我们有感觉我们有意志我们有心思。
And the mind is a very wonderful faculty.
事实上心思是一个非常奇妙的一个功能。
And it governs our understanding, reasoning, and also our judgment.
因为它管制着我们的思想我们的知识和我们如何判断。
And he also dictates how we act and how to react.
他也控制我们是如何反应和我们如何去行。
Yeah, he directs the steps in our lives.
因为事实上我们的心思是指引我们生活上的每一步路。
In Proverbs 23 verse 7, and it says, As for as he thinketh within himself, so is he.
因为在箴言书23章第七节那里有 讲到说因为他心怎样思量他为人就是怎样。
So we can see that we actually are the product of our thought life.
因为事实上我们发现我们事实上是我们思想里面所产生的一个产物。
And so actually in terms of relationship to our spiritual life, and it came to my mind concerning the analogy of the reservoir and the water pipe.
因为关乎到那个感觉我觉得有个比喻就是一个水池和它的管子。
Yeah, the reservoir, 水库跟那个水管。
水库和水管。
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, we know that the reservoir is the source of water.
因为我们知道水库呢是水的来源。
And the water pipe is direct the water into our household.
我们看见那水管呢是把这个水能够引到我们的家里。
And the water of a reservoir actually is represents our life.
因为事实上水库里面的水是预表我们的生命。
And the pipe itself is our thought, our mind.
而这个管子呢就是我们个人的思想我们的心思。
And the thought, our mind actually is direct our life into our an everyday walk.
事实上我们的思想我们的心思就是把那个水库里面的水引到我们每天的生活里面。
But unfortunately, when Adam fell, and we know that the sin came into our lives,
但是很不幸我们知道当亚当和夏娃堕落之后呢罪进到我们的 生命里。
Sin contaminated our life, but it also spoiled our mind.
因为罪不仅污秽了我们的生命它也使我们的心思受到了污染。
Not only our life, the source of water was contaminated.
现在不仅是水库的水遭到了污染。
But the pipe, our mind, was coated with the dirt and the filth.
这个管子呢也受到污染有很多的生锈和很多的污秽。
Brothers and sisters, ever we were saved, even we have this new life.
所以当我们一旦我们蒙恩得救之后虽然我们有这个生命了。
But our mind could be still old.
但是我们的心思可能仍然是旧的心思。
And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17, he says, we shall no longer walk as the Gentile walk.
因为保罗在以弗所书四章十节那里事实上有讲到说我们不当再按照外邦人所行的来行。
So that means that as Christians, sometimes we may walk just like the rest of the world.
所以换句话说作为基督徒可能有时候我们仍然像外邦人一样的行事。
Why is that case?
为什么是这样呢?
And it is because our mind, even we have this new life, but our mind could be still old and still filled with the dirt and the filth from this world.
为什么是这样呢那正是因为我们心思的关系。因为我们虽然得到一个新的生命但我们的心思可能还是旧的所以有很多的污秽和很多的锈。
So this is a dilemma for our Christian walk.
所以这变成了我们基督行事为人的一个困难。
And even we have this new life, our mind still is old.
所以就是虽然我们有这样一个新的生命但是我们的心思却是旧的。
So Paul says in Romans chapter 1,
所以保罗在罗马书
Verse 28, he says, our old mind is depraved or reprobated.
因为罗马书在保罗在罗马书第一章第二十八节那里有说我们的心事实上是邪僻的心。
Yet our own mind.
我们的旧心思是 是邪僻的。
And it is a mind that cannot stand test, totally rejected by the Lord.
也那样的心思是不可能接受，无法经过任何考验的，是而且是完全是神所弃绝的。
And from the word of the Lord, we can see some of the characteristics of this old mind, and that we can experience, or most of us will experience in our Christian walk.
那我们发现说，我们这个老旧的心思，事实上我们很多数人在我们在生活的时候会经历这些老旧心思所产生的问题。
Yeah, the first we can see that our old mind is the veiled mind.
因为首先我们看一下我们这个旧的心思呢是帕子没有揭去的这个心思。
Yeah, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14, when our mind is veiled, we cannot see Christ nor can we understand the word of God.
因为保罗在哥林多后书那里讲了说，当我们的心思被帕子遮蔽的时候，我们就不能明白基督。
And that veil was the teaching of Moses to the Jews.
所以那个帕子就是事实上对犹太人就是他们所领受的这些教导。
And but as to us Christians, it could be a friend of mind, out of our traditions, out of our cultural background, and all other things.
但对我们基督徒而言呢，这一个所谓的帕子呢，可能是我们所谓从文化背景或者我们的传统里面所受到的这些教导。
It become a friend of mine became you could become a veil，
变这个这些教导变一个框架，所以变成我们的一个幔子。
And that prevents us to see Christ。
那这个幔子呢，使我们不能看见基督。
And the old mind is also a fleshly mind。
而这个旧的心思呢，也是一个属肉体的心思。
Yeah, it is mentioned in Colossians chapter 2 verse 18.
因为在哥罗西书二章十八节呢有讲到。
We can see that a fleshly or carnal mind is an arrogant mind or a mind that will puff itself up.
那我们可以看见说，属肉体这个心思呢，是一个是自高自大的一个心思，而且会自我膨胀的。
Yeah, for instance, I don't know whether you have seen a puffer fish.
啊，不知道弟兄姐妹有看过这个鱼河豚
？Yeah, 河豚 ，Yeah, puffer fish. And so when the puffer fish is threatened, it will just puff itself up and make itself bigger than he really is.
因为我们知道这个河豚呢，它在受到威胁的时候，它自己会自我膨胀，好像变成是自高自大一样。
Yeah, make it bigger than he actually is.
因为他要让自己变得很大，超过他原来是那个形状。
Yes, and so this is actually the fleshly mind would do.
因为这也是我们属肉体的心思会做的。
And it will think ourselves more important than we actually are.
因为我们这个属肉体的心思会叫我们看自己过于所当看的。
And so as a result, we may look down on others.
所以因此呢，我们可能会轻看其他人。
No wonder Paul says in Romans chapter 12 that we are not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think.
所以为什么保罗在罗马书十二章那里告诉我们说，我们不当看自己过于所当看的。
And a fleshly mind is also to mind the things of the flesh.
而这个肉体的心思呢，也是一种心思，是只照顾肉体的需要。
And our thoughts, our minds will be on that the desire and the lust of our flesh and what to eat, what to drink, and how to get ourselves entertained.
因为我们的心思里面整个意念就想到说怎么满足我们肉体的需要，或者吃，或者喝，或者怎么找到一些娱乐。
And a fleshly mind is also against God.
我们知道这个属肉体的心思是与神为敌的。
And in Romans chapter 8 verse 7, Paul says that the mindset of the flesh is hostile toward God.
因为罗马书第八章第七节那里有讲到说，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为敌为仇。
And also an old mind, the old mind is also an earthly mind.
我们也知道这个旧有的心思也是属地的一种心思。
And the Philippians says that our mind could be set down the things of the world, the earthly things.
因为我们可以看见说，那时候我们那种老旧的心思呢，事实上只顾念地上的事。
So for instance, it's no wonder we could be easily distracted by the things in the world.
所以弟兄姐妹们，难怪我们很容易就被地上的事所吸引。
It will catch our attention, and as a result, we may just pursue, put our effort and strength to pursue after it.
因为地上的事吸引我们，以至于我们不自觉的就会把我们整个的力量放在那里去追求地上的事。
The old mind is also an anxious mind.
而我们看见这老旧的心思，事实上也是会忧虑的一种心思。
And in Matthew chapter 6, and the Lord reminds us not to be worried or anxious about our lives as to what to eat or drink or wear.
因为我们知道在马太福音六章那里，我们主耶稣基督有提醒我们说，不要为我们今生的事忧虑，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Why there's such a reminder?
为什么主要这样提醒我们呢？
Because we had an anxious mind.
因为事实上我们的心思是会忧虑的心思。
To be anxious actually is the old mind would do.
To be anxious,
that's what the old mind does.
事实上会忧虑正是我们这老旧的心思会做的事。
Yeah, and to be anxious actually means that the mind is divided.
因为我们知道事实上会心思会忧虑，事实上表示我们的心思里面是分开的。
And it is broken and been poured in all directions.
因为这个心思事实上是破碎的，而且在 朝各个方向而去。
And probably one direction is probably.
也许心思里面有一部分是想到这样的方向。
And there's another direction says that it may be.
那么另外一个心思想到说或许是那样。
And there's another direction says what if.
那也有另外一个心思里面想到说、哦、如果我这样做会怎么样。
Yes, and so our mind, the anxious mind actually is a divided mind pulled in all directions.
所以我们看见这个会忧虑的心思事实上是叫我们心分开的，所以到各个方向去。
Therefore there's no peace, and that there's in our own mind is full of worries and anxiety.
以至于我们不得不到平安，因为我们既有的心思会让我们常常忧虑。
And so, brothers and sisters, isn't that the struggle that we all face in our walk with the Lord?
所以这都是我们在与主同行的时候会经历的一些事情。
Sometimes our minds is veiled that we cannot see, cannot be attracted by the Lord Himself.
因为有时候我们的心思被怕子蒙蔽，所以我们不能看见基督，我们不能追求主。
And sometimes our attention has been occupied and.So that we are striving to entertain our fleshly desires.
那么有时候我们心思被地上事所吸引，所以我们是尽着努力想要去满足我们肉体上的需要。
And sometimes our eyes has been distracted by the things in the world.
而有时候我们眼目被地上的事所吸引。
And I believe we all have experienced worries and anxiety for this life.
那我相信在我们生命里面我们都经历过这种忧虑，经历过这种忧愁。
But we thank the Lord because His salvation is not only in our spirit, but also in our soul.
那我们感谢主，我们神的救恩不仅是救在我们灵里面，他也要救我们的魂。
And eventually you will reach to our body.
而到最终呢，我们的身体会得赎。
So as Christians, our mind also need to experience His salvation.
所以对我们基督徒我们也应该经历这个心思的拯救。
Yeah, our mind need to be saved to be brought back to its normal or saved state.
所以我们的心思应该被蒙拯救，被带回到它原初应该有的光景。
And that is the condition that God intends for you and for me.
事实上那是神要给你和我原来心思的一个光景。
So what is this saved normal mind state?
所以什么是蒙拯救一个正常的心思的状态呢？
And that is the mind of Christ.
事实上就是应当就有基督的心思的心思。
Yes, it is said in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
事实上就在腓立比书二章第五节那里讲到的。
Paul says that have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
And what is the mind of Christ?
基督的心是什么呢？
In Philippians chapter 2, it describes especially about the humility and obedience of Christ.
因为我们在腓立比书第二章那里也讲到说，特别讲到主耶稣基督的降卑和他的 humility and
obedience.
And 以及他的顺服。
Yeah, and only when a person is humbled can he be obedient.
因为只有当一个人是谦卑的时候，他才能够顺服。
And the Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, it just describes the ultimate, is the ultimate expression of the mind of Christ.
因为我们知道在腓立比书二章八节那里是讲到基督他降卑，这个完全的降卑的一个光景。
Yes, and the Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, it says, And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, 以 the death of the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, if we do have the mind of Christ, and we dare not to pop ourselves up, and we will not be prideful.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们真有基督的心思为我们的心思，我们自然就不会自高自大，自我膨胀。
And we know that the mind, the saved mind is also the mind that can understand the will of God.
那我们也知道这个正常的心思的光景呢，也是一个能够明白神旨意的心思。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, he says, when our mind is renewed, and we may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God.
因为保罗在罗马书十二章第二节那里也说到，当我们的心思更新变化之后，我们可以查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, a safe mind, a normal mind state is the mind that can understand the will of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，一个蒙拯救的心思，一个正常的心思的光景，是可以明了神旨意的光景。
And the safe mind is also a mind of a simplicity and a purity in Christ.
我们发现这个蒙拯救的心思呢，也是一个向着基督是纯一清洁的心思。
Yeah, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, which we just read, that our mind should not be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is toward Christ.
也就是我们刚才读过了，保罗在哥林多后书那里讲到说，我们向着基督应该存着纯一清洁的心。
In other words, what God is after is a mind of a simplicity and a purity in Christ.
换句话说，神要的一个心思呢，就是向着基督的纯一清洁的心思。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you admit that. After sin, every one of us has become very, very complicated.
我不知道你们是否也能够承认这一点，当罪进到人里面之后，我们都变得非常复杂了。
Sometimes we may love the Lord, but we also love many other things.
因为有时候也许我们也爱主，但是我们同时也爱着其他的事。
But simplicity means a singleness, sincerity, and honesty.
但是这个单纯呢，就是说我们应当有专心而且诚实的心向着主。
A mind of a simplicity and a purity is a mind that is set solely on Christ with His love and trust.
因为纯一清洁的心就是完全定睛在主身上，有这样一个产生。
It's just like the eyes of a dove.
正如像一个鸽子眼一样。
And we were told that the vision of a dove is a singular.
因为我们知道，我们听田告诉我们说，鸽子眼事实上是非常专心的、专一的。
Yes, and so a dove can only see one thing at a time.
那我们知道，他们告诉我们说，鸽子事实上一个时候只能看一件东西。
So it is that actually the eyes of the dove represent the simplicity and the purity.
也事实上鸽子眼就是正是代表纯一清洁。
And that's why Solomon's praise for his lovers that is stated in Psalm of Solomon chapter 1 verse 15.
那在雅歌书里面呢，所罗门那里有讲到这句话。
And he says, how beautiful are you, my darling? How beautiful you are.And your eyes are like doves.
在雅各书第一章十五节那里讲到说，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼好像鸽子眼。
The simplicity, the purity, the singularness is from the love for the Lord.
因为我们知道这个纯一清洁，这个专心，这个眼呢，事实上是从我们向主的爱里面所发出来的。
The safe mind is a mind of a simplicity.
那我们知道这个蒙拯救的心思是一个单纯的心思。
A safe mind also is a mind that was set on the things above.
而这一个蒙拯救的心思呢，也是一个会注意到上面事的一个心思。
And so that's what Paul encouraged us in Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. Set your minds on the things that are above.
所以为什么保罗在哥罗西书三章二节那里有讲到说，你们要思念上面的事。
Brothers and sisters, our interest in the spiritual things actually is a sign of how much our mind has been renewed.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们对属灵的事有多少胃口，事实上就反映出我们的心思蒙拯救的程度。
Yes, the safe mind is also a mind of peace.
我们知道这蒙拯救的心思也是一个
mind of peace, yeah,
也是一个有平安的心。
Yes, Philippians chapter 4 verse 7,
腓立比书第四章第七节。
And Paul says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
那里说到，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
It's a peaceful mind. That is a mind that is kept hold, not divided, not broken. Therefore, it's free of anxiety.
所以我们知道这个 平安的心呢，事实上是就是说你的心思是健全的，是完整的，不是被分开的。
Yes, and that is a mind that could fully trust and rest in the Lord regardless of circumstances.
所以这个心思呢，就是完完全全的信靠主，不论是周围的情况如何。
And the safe mind, lastly, is also a mind of a sobriety.
我们最后看到一个蒙拯救的心思，也是一个健全的心思。
That means that the mind is sober and is right.
所以我们知道这个心思是健全的，是正确的。
It also means that it is a balance, not lopsided and not partial.
所以看到这个心思是一个平衡的心思，就是没有偏见的心思。
I think, brothers and sisters, we oftentimes we will just we'll become very lopsided, and I think partiality is just a part of you and me.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们发现我们常常有时候是一面的倒，所以说我们常常在你我里面都有这种偏见。
But a safe mind is a mind of a sobriety that is a balance that is not partial.
但是一个蒙拯救的心思呢，是一个平衡的心思，就是没有偏见的心思。
And so that's why Paul says in Romans chapter 12 verse 3 that with a sober mind we could think of ourselves rightly according to the measure of our faith given by God.
所以为什么在罗马书12章第3节那里保罗有说到说一个健全的心思可以让我们能够不看自己，过于所当看的。
So only a sober mind can give the right perspective and could also give the right judgment.
只有一个健全的心思，才能让我们有正确的看法，能够有正确的判断。
So brothers and sisters, to have a safe mind is not only important for you and me individually, but it is vitally important for our corporate testimony.
所以有健全的心思，不仅是对你我个人非常重要，对我们团体的见证也非常重要。
I remember about a year ago, a few brothers and sisters tried to recite and record Colossians chapter 2 together online through Zoom.
我记得在一年前的时候，有一些弟兄姊妹们他们想要一起来背诵哥罗西书第二章用这个视讯的方式。
Yeah, and we also get it recorded.
也把这个所背诵的经文呢，把它录下来。
Yes. So in the first few tries, we just individually did our own recording, and then at the end, we have our brothers help to put them together to compose it together.
所以一开始的时候，我们是每位弟兄姊妹他们自己把他们所背诵的经文录下来。然后再交给一位弟兄把那些录下来的每个人的片段组织起来。
Yeah, so at the end, as we listen to the final product, it just sounded like the sound of many waters.
所以当我们看到最后的成品的时候，我们一听就发现好像听起来像是好像很多水的声音。
Yeah, 重水的声音。
重水的声音。
Yes, and it sounds like 哗啦哗啦嘻嘻哈啦。
好像那个水大水这样流下来那种声音。
I just couldn't make any sense of it. I don't quite understand what it was said, what it was recited.
所以我们听起的时候发现说好像听不清楚究竟是在背诵什么经文。
But later we were told that in order to have the whole thing better orchestrated, we need to have one or two brothers to set the basis and to set the pace.For the rest of the group.
所以后来我们发现说，为了让大家有这个能够好像有统一的感觉，我们觉得应该先有一或两位的弟兄姐妹 先做一些示范的这个录音，然后让其他的可以照这个范本去做。
Yeah, so that's what we did, and we have a couple to recite the whole thing, and the rest of the group just follow the same pace and did the same.
所以我们就照那样行，就是那一对弟兄姊妹呢，他们首先把他们所背诵的经文录下来，其他弟兄姐妹也跟着这样的方式去录。
And so later we found out it was actually much better. Of course, it was not perfect, but it was much better.
但是后来我们发现这样做的话，真的是我们产生了很大的进步，虽然还不是完全还完美，但是进步很多。
And it's no longer like a bunch of people just went of their own ways and did their own things.
那不再是只是一群人自己按照自己的方式去做他自己要做的事。
And it became a much more orchestrated, synchronized.
因为这样做的话，发现非常的有和谐，非常的能够一致。
For that recording, a basis or standard was needed for the rest of the group to follow.
因为对那样一个记录一个录音而言，我们发现需要有一个范本，其他人可以跟着去录音。
And yet for brothers and sisters, as a corporate body, as we are to follow the Lord, we need to have a standard, we need to have a basis for us to follow.
而这对我们全体会众而言，当我们要去跟随的时候，我们也需要有一个范本，让我们可以跟着做。
And that basis, that standard is the mind of Christ.
我们发现那个基础那个标准呢，正是我们基督耶稣的心。
The mind of Christ is the basis and standard that we all that all our minds are need to transform to.
所以基督耶稣的心思是我们每一个人的心思都应该能被改造成所向的心思。
As our minds are renewed and we will gradually think alike.
因为当我们的心思被更新之后，我们渐渐的就会思想一致。
And we will becomeLike-minded or the same or of the same mind, that will lead to the same judgment as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
当我们有同样的心思的时候，我们就有同样的想法，然后会有同样的判断。
And not only to be of the same mind, and eventually will be of one mind.
所以不仅我们会有这种同样的心思，到了最后的末了，我们会有一个心思。
Yes, and all the minds are in union and thinking and striving for the Lord as one.
所以我们都有所有的心思呢，现在都成为一个心思，能够来思想接触基督的事。
That's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 2. Be of one accord, of one mind.
所以保罗在腓立比书二章二节那里讲到说，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
So, brothers and sisters, the safe mind is a normal state of mind for Christians, for you and me.
所以我们看见说一个蒙拯救的心思事实上是应该是你和我们这些基督徒应当有的心思。
But the enemy will not just go away easily.
但我们知道仇敌不会就这样子轻易的就离开我们。
And he would like to attack you, yours and my mind.
因为仇敌是想要攻击你和我的心思。
But with what?
要用什么来攻击呢？
And the first is the world.
首先仇敌要用世界来攻击我们。
We know that Satan the enemy is the god of this world, who is trying to make us to think and live like the rest of the unsaved world.
因为我们知道仇敌正是世界的神，他想要使我们的心思，我们所想的、所生活、所过的，要像这世界上其他尚未蒙恩得救的人一样。
And he would like to fashion your mind and my mind back to just like the mind of the world.
因为他想要把我们的心思再塑造成像这世界上其余的人的心思一样。
So we may just think like them, we may just walk like them.
好叫我们能够思想像他们，我们行事像他们。
But brothers and sisters, we are children of God.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们是神的儿女。
We have been set apart for him and for him only.
因为我们被分别为来，分别出来是来单单的归给他。
And we already have the life of Christ that is in you and also in me. That life is transcendent.
因为我们有这一个在你我里面的生命是基督的生命，这个生命是超越一切的。
That is free from all kinds of bondage.
因为这样的生命是脱离一切捆绑的生命。
It's just like the life of a butterfly.
因为这个生命应当是像蝴蝶的生命一样。
It is a beautiful and it should fly up high.
因为这个蝴蝶的生命是美丽的，应该是 高高飞在天上。
But the scheme of the enemy is trying to shift our mind back to think, shake our mind back to think ourselves as a caterpillar.
但是仇敌呢，他的工作是要让我们的心思能够恢复到以前的想法，说我们变成好像毛毛虫一样。
Yeah, with all kinds of information, the social media, and all kinds of things, to try to reach out to our mind, to shape it, and to think, oh, it's actually good, just to crawl like the rest of the world.
所以这世界上的一切的资讯，这些社交媒体上的这些讯息呢，都好像要把我们的心思引动回到原来想法，说，哦，我们爬在地上是可以的，是很好的。
It's okay for a caterpillar to crawl.
我们知道。 毛毛虫爬在地上，这是对的。
Because that's what a caterpillar can do.
因为毛毛虫能做的就是那样子。
And that's a caterpillar would do.
那毛毛虫也正是应该像那样子。
But if we see a butterfly crawling on the ground,
但是如果我们看见一只蝴蝶它在地上爬的时候,
I think we all will feel surprised.
我想我们都会觉得很吃惊。
We'll say, what happened to it?
我们会说，哎，蝴蝶发生什么事了？
Because a butterfly is meant to fly.
因为我们知道蝴蝶本当是飞行的。
Brothers and sisters, how many of us are crawling like caterpillars?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们当中有多少人是像毛毛虫一样，是爬在地上的？
While we have this life of a butterfly.
然而我们却已经是有像这样蝴蝶的一个生命。
We need to be aware of the influence of the world in our lives.
所以我们应当要能够很谨慎看到世界对我们的影响。
And the enemy would also use some negative thoughts as a fiery darts to throw at us.
仇敌第二方面用的武器呢，就是那些火箭要来射我们。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, we were commanded that to take shield of faith so that we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
因为在以弗所书六章那里有讲到说，我们应当拿起这个信心的盾牌，能够灭尽仇敌所射来的一些火箭。
Because the enemy often attack God's people with a malicious, executive, fearful, and doubtful thoughts.
因为仇敌常常用这种有非常恶毒的、非常控告性的，或是还有非常叫我们惧怕的一些思想来射我们。And
this thought will shot at us like a fiery darts.
因为这些思想就像火箭一样射中我们。And
a lot of times will make our mind burning and heated.
很多时候叫我们的心思像烧起火一样，是非常的忧虑。And
this thought will make us lose our faith.
而这些思想，它的目标呢，就是要让我们的信心消失。And
it is a fiery dart.
这是一个火箭。And
yeah, it's with a fire.
是烧着火的。And
so that it could spread.
所以这个火是会散布的。And
probably we remember, brothers and sisters, the story of Israelite people in the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹们，我们或许记得以色列百姓在旷野里面的故事。And
oftentimes when they lost faith in God, they would start complaining.
因为很多时候我们看见，当他们对神失去信心的时候，他们就开始发怨言了。And
the complaint would spread among the people.
而这些抱怨呢，会在那百姓里面这样子传染出去。And
eventually it will cause an uproar against God and also against Moses.
所以最后呢，造成会众都起来埋怨神，埋怨摩西。
And words of complaints and discouragement are contagious like a fire.
因为我们知道这种叫人丧气的话，叫人失去信心的话，这些话会有传染性的。
And I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether we have been comforted, because sometimes we may be low in spirit.
弟兄姐妹，也许我们有时候灵里光景低沉的时候，我们想要得到安慰。
Yeah, and or sometimes we try to encourage other brothers and sisters when they are low.
有时候呢，也许我们看某些弟兄姐妹，他们的心里非常沮丧的时候，我们想要安慰他们。
But it's kind of interesting to find out that the word of exhortation and encouragement seems harder to go through.
但是我们发现，在那种情况，这种鼓励人的话语好像很难达到那个 被鼓励的人的心里面。
Yeah, it's harder to go through into us, and sometimes harder to go through to our brothers and sisters.
那这些鼓励的话语好像有时候甚至也很难进到我们里面，更何况进到我们想安慰的人里面。
But on the flip side, words of discouragement.
但是在另外一方面我们看
is very easily to go down into us.
因为我们知道这个沮丧很容易的就在我们身上发动了。
And the complaints are contagious.
因为我们知道这个抱怨呢是有传染性的。
Once we get started, and in no time, we're going to have a pity party.
因为我们一旦开始抱怨，很快的，这抱怨的越来越大。
So, Francis, we need to guard against the enemy's fiery darts.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要来防备仇敌所射的这些火箭。
We thank the Lord because it is through the shield of faith.
我们感谢主，我们可以用信心的盾牌来灭尽这些火箭。
And the enemy also would like to use a man's wisdom to keep us as a captive.
而仇敌另外一方面用的工具呢，就是用人的智慧。
Yeah, we remember in the Garden of Eden, Eve was deceived, so that she actually ate of the tree of wisdom, knowledge of good and evil.
因为我们记得在伊甸园里面，事实上夏娃她是受了仇敌的诱惑，所以吃了那分别善恶树的果子。
Yeah, to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is to live a life independent of God. To live a life with our own knowledge and wisdom and also our own judgments.
那我们知道事实上吃那分别善恶树的果子的意思就是要我们独立于神之外，让我们用我们自己的智慧，用我们自己的思想来过我们的生活。
But since even now the enemy is still trying to trap us with this same old scheme.
事实上直到今天仇敌仍然是用这个古老的伎俩来诱惑我们。
And that is to use a human wisdom.
也就是说要使用人的这些智慧。
But unfortunately, it is so appealing to our flesh, so that's the snare we could easily fall into.
但很不幸的是，这人的智慧呢，似乎是非常吸引我们的心，所以我们很容易就落到这个网络里面。
But we thank the Lord, even in our current corrupt and reprobate mind, and the Lord is continuing His work of salvation in each one of us.
但我们感谢主，虽然我们的心或存疑或偏于邪，但是神，我们的主仍然在我们身上工作。
And the work of salvation is the work of a renewing in your mind and also in my mind.
神在我们心思上做这个拯救的工作，就是要使你和我的心思能够被更新。
The meaning of a renewal is it means to make it new again.
我们知道这个更新呢，事实上就是让它变成新的。
It also means to renovate.
也换句话说，再把它renovate 重新恢复。
Yeah, and to bring back to its original design, state and functions.
所以重新恢复到它原来受造时应当这个心思应当有的功能。
But for you and me, in our Christian experience, it's a growing process.
但是对你我而言，我们在基督徒的这个生命里面，这个是一个过程。
And so that's why Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, he says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I understood like a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things."
所以为什么保罗在哥林多前书13章那里有讲到说，我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
So it's a common for us when we first saved, we were just spiritually, we were just like a babe, we would think like a babe.
所以这是很我们都有的光景。当我们蒙恩得救，初蒙恩得救的时候，我们的心思事实上像个婴儿的心思一样。
But brothers and sisters, we need to grow up.
但弟兄姐妹，我们必须要成长。
And so that we can put away the childish things.
好叫我们能够把这些孩子们的这些心思呢能够抛弃了。
But how does this renewal take place?
但是这个更新呢是怎么样发生的呢？
And first of all, it is by the Holy Spirit.
首先我们知道这是圣灵的工作。
And Paul says in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, he says that renewing is the work of the Spirit.
因为在保罗在提多书那里三章 三章五节那里讲到说，这是心思的更新呢，是圣灵的工作。
Yes, and it is not by our own strength, our own effort to change our mind.
因为靠着我们自己的努力，靠着我们的力量，是不可能改变我们的心思。
And Barnes says whether I don't know whether we have this experience. Sometimes we feel like we don't need to worry this.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是也曾有这样的经验，就是有时候我们说哦，我们不想忧虑这方面的事。
We try not to worry this thing.
我们试着不想忧虑这个事。
But our mind will just continue to set on that thing.
但我们发现我们的心思却不由自主的仍然在想那件事。
And then we just try to fight, not to think, and our mind just continue to go on that way.
所以变成说，我们一直说啊、哦，不要忧虑这事，不要忧虑这事，但是我们的心思却还是在想那件事情。
If we try to renew our mind with our own strength, we are doomed to fail.
所以，如果我们想要靠着自己的力量来更新我们的心思，我们一定会失败。
But we thank the Lord that renewing is by the Holy Spirit.
但我们感谢主，因为更新是借着圣灵的。
But on our end, it is also by our consecration.
但是就我们这一方面而言，我们必须要把自己奉献出来。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, it says, when we consecrate ourselves as a living sacrifice, it will not just only be holy and acceptable to God, but it also is the way for the renewing of our mind, for the transformation of our mind.
因为保罗在罗马书十二章第一节第二节里讲到说，这种心思的更新不仅是说我们成为圣洁是神所喜悦的，事实上也可以叫我们的心思能够借着我们的奉献更新。
And Sister J.C. Penn-Lewis once said that when we lay down ourselves on the altar as a living sacrifice, the Lord as the high priest will start to work and with his living word through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道宾路易师母他曾经这样说过，他说当我们能够愿意放下我们自己在祭坛上的时候作为一个活祭，那我们的主他是大祭司，他就可以开始借着圣灵在用他的话语在我们身上工作了。
Yes, it is described in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
那我们知道在希伯来书四章十二节那里有讲到，
For the word of God is a living and active, and a sharper than any two-edged sword, and a piercing even to the dividing of a soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and a quick to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So it is a picture of the high priest cutting and dividing with the living word.
所以我们这里看到一幅图画，事实上是大祭司他在那里刺入剖开这些事。
And he is to expose what is from the Lord and what is from ourselves.
这位大祭司他也把我们的意念显明出来，哪些是出于主的，哪些是出于我们自己的。
And he is to discern the true purpose of our thoughts.
因为他会把我们心思的真实的意念来显明出来。
And through the cutting and the discerning, our mind will be transformed and renewed.
因为借着这些刺入剖开，我们的心思就能够被转换，能够更新。
We thank the Lord. Our Lord is a patient and a skillful high priest.
我们实在感谢主，因为我们的主实在是有耐心，而且是非常有技巧、有巧手的这个。大祭司。
And he will have the skill and he has the patience to gently reveal and to make the discernment known to us.
因为他有这个技巧，他有这个耐心，他能够很温柔的能够把我们的心思刺入剖开。
Brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord because we are on the altar under the hands of the high priest.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当为这感谢主，因为我们在的这个祭坛上呢，事实上是在我们大祭司的手里面。
We are not on the chopping block under the hands of a butcher.
我们不是在那个屠夫的手上的砧板上面。
Yeah, because I was reminded sometimes when I help my wife and to cut the whole chicken.
我这件事曾被提醒过，因为有时候我帮我姊妹呢在帮她切鸡肉。
Yeah, the whole chicken.
切整只鸡。
Yeah, we need to cut into pieces.
把整个鸡呢，把它切下来，变成一块一块。
And I am not skillful, I am not patient either.
我不但没有这个巧手，而且我的耐心也不够。
And after a few cuts, I will start chopping.
然后割了几次之后，我就发现我就用那大刀去剁了。
Yeah, when I start chopping, the bone chips and the flesh just flying over the place.
所以当我用大刀去剁这个鸡的时候，这个鸡就四散飞来飞去。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, we are not under the hands of a butcher's hands.
所以我们感谢主，我们不是在那个屠夫的这个手里面。
Our Lord is not put us on the chopping block and start chopping.
因为主并没有把我们就放在那砧板上，然后就拿大刀下去乱砍。
But he is a patient, skillful high priest.
他乃是一个非常有耐心而且非常有技巧的一个大祭司。
With his living word to expose and to discern, to help us discern what is true purpose of our thoughts.
因为他是用那活泼的道、活泼的话语，让我们能够辨明我们心中的思念、心中的这些主义的思念。
The renewing is by the Holy Spirit and also through our consecration.
而这一个更新呢，是借着圣灵，也是借着我们的奉献。
But it doesn't mean that in our daily walk, we will just passively wait something to happen.
这并不是说哦，我们每天的生活我们就等候那个事情会发生一样。
And rather we need to actively cooperate with the Lord in our daily life.
那事实上我们应该很主动的每天在我们的生活里面与主来配合。
So in this practical area, I would like to share a few points with the brothers and sisters as a future encouragement.
所以在这一方面呢，我想用一些话语和我们弟兄姐妹，我们做彼此的劝勉。
And first of all, concerning the word of God.
第一件事情是有关出神的话。
And we already mentioned that the Holy Spirit is to do the work of discerning through the living word.
因为我们已经知道圣灵借着这个活泼的道使我们的思想能够辨明出来。
And Paul also says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 16, he says that we need to have the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
那保罗在哥罗西书三章十六节那里 也说到我们应当用完全的智慧，所有的智慧使基督的道丰丰富富存在我们里面。
And the psalmist also reminds us in Psalm 1 to meditate on the word of the Lord day and night.
而诗篇的作者在诗篇第一篇里面也提醒我们应当昼夜思想耶和华的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we have the word of the Lord in us, if we are willing to meditate upon the word,
所以弟兄姐妹，若有我们有主的话在我们心里，我们愿意昼夜思想默想主的话。
And we will give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to make the written word as a living word.
我们可以给圣灵有这样的机会，使这些写下来的话语成为我们身上的活道。
And that is for the cutting and the discerning of the discerning work in our thoughts.
这是为了使我们的心中的思念能够被刺入、被剖开。
And the second.Second, it's concerning our prayer.
第二方面呢是有关乎我们的祷告。
And Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, he says, we need to make our requests known in everything before God in prayer, also in supplication and thanksgiving.
因为保罗在腓立比书四章六到七节那里讲到说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神。
Brothers and sisters, that's the cure for the anxious mind.
弟兄姐妹，这正是一个能够治疗我们这老旧心思的一个方法。
The mind of anxiety, the anxious mind.
好 ，anxious， 这个治疗我们忧虑心思的一个方法。
Yes, because Philippians 4:7, Paul continued to say that because the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding.Will guard our hearts and our thoughts in Christ Jesus.
因为保罗是在腓立比书那里讲到说，他可以用这个出人意外的平安保守在基督耶稣里面保守我们的心怀意念。
Lastly, brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded we need to think the right things.
最后我们被提醒的是，我们应当思考思念那些正确的事。
Yeah, and.Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and he lists up all these virtues that we need to dwell upon, that we need to think about.
因为保罗在腓立比书四章第八节那里讲到说，凡是这些有德性的事呢，有称赞的事，我们都应当思念。
And all these virtues actually are derived from the life of Christ.
因为我们知道这些德性事实上从基督的生命里面所出来的。
And sometimes we will come to know, come to see these virtues through the revealing of the Holy Spirit, in the Word of the Lord.
因为我们有时候看见借着圣灵在基督里面把这些德性的这些美名、这些美好的事显明出来。
And sometimes we may also witness these virtues in our brothers and sisters' life when the life of Christ is lived out.
当有时候我们看见当基督的生命在我们弟兄姐妹身上活出来的时候，我们就看见这些美好的德性。
We are not to exalt anyone, but we do want to praise the Lord for the life of Christ that is lived out.
我们不是愿意高举某人，但是我们看见在他的生命里面的确是基督的生命被彰显出来了。
So we need to think the right things.
所以我们必须要思念那正确的美好的事。
And as Paul says, I think we still have a time to read verse 8.
我想我们有时间再读第八节。
We still have time.
我们有时间来读第八节。
Yeah. So these are the right things.
这些是正确的，是美事。
Finally, brethren,Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
腓立比书第四章第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us so that we could see that the importance of a renewed mind for our Christian walk.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意借着主耶稣基督看见这个心思更新的重要。
And also for our corporate testimony.
这个重要性也关乎到我们团体的见证。
And may the Lord grant us desire so that we are willing to consecrate ourselves as a living sacrifice so the Holy Spirit can gain the freedom to work in each one of us.
因主实在怜悯我们，让我们对他有这样的渴慕，使我们愿意把自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
And may we all experience more of the salvation of the Lord in our mind so that we may have more of the mind of Christ in each one of us.
因为我们在这心思上能够经历神的救恩，好叫我们的心思都能够更多像基督。
So that our life, our thoughts could be characterized by humility, simplicity, purity, and peace.
好叫我们这个心思能所显明的特性是谦卑的，是
humility, simplicity.
是谦卑的，是简单的。
And purity and peace.
以清洁的。
And peace.
有平安的。
Yes. And so our life together will be a corporate testimony of oneness in Christ.
好叫我们的生命成合一，能够再做一个团体的见证。
That's a word of prayer.
我们再来点祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，赞美你。
Because your salvation is a perfect, is a complete.
因为你的救恩是完美的，是完全的。
It does not only save our spirit, but also our mind and eventually our body.
不仅你的救恩拯救我们的灵，它要拯救我们的心思，最终要使我们的身体得赎。
But even now, Lord, as we are waiting for your return.
现在我们在等候你的回来。
May you continue your work of renewal in our mind.
愿你实在继续在我们身上做这心思更新的工作。
So that we will think more like Christ.
好叫我们能够思想更多的像基督一样。
And we will act more like Christ.
好叫我们行事能够更多像基督一样。
And we may walk more like Christ.
好叫我们的做法能够更多像基督一样。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because the Holy Spirit is spirit of a renewal.
我们感谢你，赞美你，因为圣灵正在做着更新的工作。
And he is now doing his work in each one of us.
他现在正在我们每一个人身上做这个工作。
But Lord, we also pray you will teach us, you will truly burden our hearts so that we are willing to consecrate ourselves unto you.
主啊，我们也祷告，愿你把这样的负担放在我们里面，好叫我们每个人都愿意把自己奉献出来。
So that the good work that you have begun will quickly be completed.
好叫你所开始的善功能够快快的成就。
So that your grace and the blessing will be upon your people.
好叫你的恩典，你的福分能够临到你的百姓上面。
And all the glory and honor will be unto you.
好，愿所有的荣耀尊贵都来归给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, we have a few announcements.
弟兄姐妹们，我一些简单的报告。
And before we get to announcements, we would like to welcome brothers and sisters who are here for the first time.
在我们报告之前，我们要先欢迎第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姊妹们。
Or haven't been with us for a long time.
或者是你离开我们这里很久了，今天回到这边。
Start from my right hand side.
从我右手边开始。
Yes, please.
请。
Okay. And the one next to you.Okay. Welcome.
欢迎。
Yeah, please be seated.
请坐。
Anyone else on these two sections?
在这两区有其他弟兄姊妹吗？是我们从Dave Penn 弟兄从加州
江Penn他弟弟江Penn
江Penn弟兄从加州来他的儿子女儿还有一些孩子在上面
Yeah, welcome
欢迎
Anyone else on the these two sessions?
还有其他人在这两区吗？
If not, how about my left-hand side, these two sections?
好，左边这两区。
Okay, welcome.
欢迎。
Okay, anyone else? I don't want to miss anyone.
还有其他人吗？我们不希望漏过任何一个。
Okay, if not, then we have a few announcements.
好，那我们接下来有一些事情报告。
All the weekday meetings are still held online. Brothers and sisters, please check our church website for details.
我们周间的聚会仍然是网上举行，请弟兄姊妹来我们聚会的网站，能够查些详细的情形。
For the coming Tuesday, the prayer meeting for the coming Tuesday, this is for the Chinese group. The Chinese brothers and sisters will have a combined group prayers.
我们要来礼拜二呢的祷告聚会呢，这一方面是为着用中文祷告，中文祷告组的弟兄姐妹们要来礼拜二，我们是合并的祷告聚会。
Group one with a group two, and group three with a group four.
第一和第二组是同一组，第三和第四组合并。
Yeah, group five and group six.
然后五跟六合并。
Group seven, eight, and nine will be one group.
然后第七和第八和第九是合并。
And group ten with a group 11.
第十组和第十一组合并。
And group 12 with a group 13.
十二组、十三组合并。
And that is for the Chinese groups.
这些分组的合并是为着中文组，在中文组里面祷告的弟兄姊妹们。
And for this coming Saturday, we have a Saturday gospel meeting.
要来礼拜六，我们有一个周六的福音聚会。
And the meeting will start at 7 p.m.
聚会是晚上7点开始。
And brother, 秦伟 will be preaching the gospel.
秦伟弟兄传福音。
And brother 刘浩贤 and sister Sun Tina's son will be sharing their testimonies.
我们有刘浩生弟兄和孙一航姊妹要做见证。
And brothers and sisters, please invite gospel friends to attend and also leave out the meeting in our prayers.
请弟兄姐妹们邀请福音朋友们参加，也请在祷告中纪念这个福音聚会。
Our Sunday meetings will still be held online, still held in a hybrid mode.
我们主日的聚会仍然是混合模式。
And we, brothers and sisters, that is for the breaking of bread and also for the message meeting.
我们主日聚会的混合方式是从波比聚会开始以及信息聚会。
But for the children meeting, that will be in person only.
但是儿童的在主日里面的聚会是实体，只有实体聚会。
And brothers and sisters are encouraged and welcome to come to the in-person meetings on Sundays.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们在主日的时候能够尽量来实体参加聚会。
But if you do have any COVID symptoms, please stay home.
但是如果你有任何新冠疫情的症状的话，请你留在家里。
And for next Sunday, Brother Lee Ma will be speaking.
下个主日是玛丽弟兄交通。
And Brother Wei Ti Chan will be interpreting.
郑维替弟兄翻译。
And please leave up our brothers' services in our prayers.
请弟兄姐妹为我们弟兄们的服事祷告。
And I think that's all the announcements.
我想这些就是所要报告的事项。